the Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Water projects in the West stand to benefit from the Senate's recent passage of a bipartisan infrastructure bill. The bill, still to be passed in the House, would provide more than $8 billion for new water storage facilities, upgrades to aging dams and canals, and other infrastructure. Western states face severe drought impacting farmers and water providers. The California Farm Bureau is part of a national coalition backing the legislation. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval is not pleased with the EPA's announcement that they are revoking all tolerances for the pesticide chlorpyrifos. Duval tells AgriMarketing.com the administration has repeatedly made commitments to abide by science, yet the EPA decision on chlorpyrifos strays from that commitment and takes away an important tool to manage pests and insects. He says they're urging EPA not to make determinations on pesticides outside of the regular registration review process already underway. The USDA is investing $26 million to build infrastructure to expand the availability of higher blend renewable biofuels by 822 million gallons annually in 23 states. According to the USDA, the awards will be made under the Higher Blends Infrastructure Incentive Program. The funding will help significantly increase the use of biofuels derived from U.S. agricultural products and prioritize climate-smart solutions that will help rural America build back better. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.